It was our great hope that we could all visit Narendra Sarovar. Is it not a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place?
No!
As Sri Prahlad Prabhu so beautifully described, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees every year would perform a wonderful pastime here. Such a significant pastime that it was chosen to be a very important part of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even the ISKCON artists made a beautiful painting of it, where Sri Madan Mohan, the representative of Jagannath, comes out of the temple to perform his boat lila. And when Lord Chaitanya and his associates were celebrating it, they were participating in Krishna's boat lila. Because really, what bhakti is about is participation. Lord Chaitanya, or Srila Prabhupada, described that if we're following his instructions, we are actually participating in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. When we're preaching, we're not just speaking about Lord Chaitanya, we're participating in his lila. When we're sitting in Srimad Bhagavatam class, we're not just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we're participating in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread the glories of the holy name, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada explained this ISKCON is a branch of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. So literally, anything we do, we are participating in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and Srila Prabhupada made that very strong. The Raslila of Krishna's pastimes was manifested as Sankirtan in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. When we are in the proper state of mind performing Sankirtan in the assembly of devotees, we're actually participating in Krishna's Rasa Lila. That was Srila Prabhupada's realization. That is the truth. And according to our particular consciousness, we're able to realize that. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his lila at Narendra Sarovar, they were all in the water, completely wet, and he has given us an opportunity to be in the water, completely wet also. So this rain is very auspicious. My realization is, although I have no qualification, I'm a very fallen soul. Srila Prabhupada is so unlimitedly kind that he gives me some chance to serve the Vaishnavas. And I want to thank all of you from my heart of hearts for allowing us to serve you here in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Now, for the rest of the day, you are free. To the extent you have no desire for sense gratification, to the extent you're attached to Krishna and his name and his pastimes, you are completely free. One place we were planning to go to today, which we did not have a chance because of the rains, was to do Harinam Sankirtan around Lord Jagannath's temple. Because in one place there is the special holy place where Raghunath Das Goswami would collect his prasad every day. Please do go there and see this. It's a pile where when the shopkeepers do not sell Jagannath's prasad and it becomes rotten, they throw it in a mountain of rotten prasad. And the cows eat that. But there's some part of when the rice is so rotten that the cows spit it out, they cannot even tolerate it. Then it remains there. Raghunath Das Goswami would go to that pile in the middle of the night when nobody was around to see, and he would collect that rice that was rejected by the cows, and he would take the inner portion of it, wash it off, add a little salt. That was his entire diet. Nothing else. He was son of most opulent landowner, multimillionaire. He rejected all that to live in this way. When Swarup Damodar Goswami told Lord Chaitanya what Raghunath was eating, Lord Chaitanya came there that day. And he said, Raghunath, he came to the Kutir. What are you eating, Raghunath? And Raghunath Das Goswami hid the prasad. He couldn't tolerate anybody knowing what he was eating. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I heard you are eating very, very luxurious feast. Please let me see. Raghunath said, No, whatever you have heard is not true, my lord. But the Lord knew exactly where it was, and he reached behind Raghunath Das Goswami and grabbed it and put a portion in his mouth. And when he was about to put a second portion, Swarup Damodar Goswami held Lord Chaitanya's hand and said, No, my lord, no more, no more. Swarup Damodar Goswami could not tolerate seeing Lord Chaitanya eating this. Lord Chaitanya stated that I have tasted so many varieties of Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, but never have I tasted anything so sweet as the prasad that Raghunath Das Goswami is eating every day. What was Lord Chaitanya tasting? He was tasting Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation in a spirit of devotion. Mahaprabhu Bhaktika Nair Vairagya Pradhan. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami recites this verse in relation to Raghunath Das Goswami in this pastime. That renunciation is the basic principle that sustains the lives of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And seeing such renunciation in his devotees, Lord Gauranga is very satisfied. So, if you are not so satisfied with your prasad, please do go to that hill today and see what the cows are spitting out and understand what real devotional service could be. So you are free. You can. I know we were in very large crowds, so you may not have been able to go to particular places and absorb the mood in a more lonely way as you would have liked to. So my recommendation, go to the Prasada Mountain where the cows are spitting out Raghunath Das Goswami's feast. You can go to Gambira, Tota Gopinath, see the beautiful form of the Lord there. You can go to Gundicha, see Jagannath Baladev Subhadramai. You can go to Chatak Parvat, which we really didn't see so nicely because of the huge crowd yesterday. Siddha Bakula, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. You can just, in small groups, wander about and go to these places and really, really have concentrated darshans. And if you're really daring, you can bathe in the sea. But I would suggest you'd better off bathing in Narendra Sarovar today. And tonight is Hara Panchami, a very special festival. There is an entire chapter in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about it. It's a festival where Lakshmi's assistants are sent by Lakshmi to chastise Jagannath for being away from her so long in Gundicha, and they come and chastise and beat the servants of Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya was very blissful to see this festival. It's a festival where the glories, the supreme glories of Vrindavan, reign far above that of even Vaikuntha. That is what Hara Panchami represents for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So that will be tonight. If you want to know what time specifically, you can ask Lord Jagannath. Because that's what I was told to do as well. And I've asked him about timings, and I haven't gotten any answers yet. The answer comes in his own time. So I thank you very, very much. Please, whatever precious memories and experiences you have had in this yatra, I pray that they may forever inspire you on the path of pure, unalloyed, devotional service to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Srila Prabhupada, and the Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.